WSBY 438 on the band. WSBQ 996, monitoring the frequency.
WRNW 329, good morning. In a mobile, we're monitoring.
Good morning, WSBV 843 checking in. WRBV 690 mobile. RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile.
RVB 690, Wayne, Michigan.
Good
WRVV690 Mobile, listening.
USAN 930 on the air.
WRVM 934, listening.
Station 934, go ahead. WRVM 934. Station 934, go ahead.
WRVM 934, sir.
Station out there, go ahead. This is WIUG 38, copy.
Hi, copy,
Dima is Jeff. Yes, sir, how you doing this morning?
Not too bad. I'm just traveling on my way down to rural Michigan this morning. I'm at the 60 highway on I-75 at this point.
So you're going north, right?
Negative, I'm headed south to Monroe.
You're sounding okay, but you got a little bit crackling. And I know why, because you're driving. What kind of antenna do you have out that way?
I just got the third antenna that came with the radio. It's an outside antenna today. It's got a little short design.
Got a handheld? Come on back, I didn't get that. Be on a handheld, you know what to do? Just roll down the window a little bit and have the antenna come out just a little bit outside. That way it'd be clear. Roger?
That's a roger. I didn't think it'd be that good to tell you the truth, but not too bad. You're coming through pretty clear.
Yeah, but now it's sounding a lot better. All you have to do, hold your hand head straight. That way you can talk, because that's how the repeaters are.
Well, I'm going to have to say goodbye because I got to clear the frequency in a little bit. Kind of running into some traffic. I'm going to need to have everything focused here for just a minute. So. Nice,
thanks for coming back, and this is WRVM 934. Clear. Problem. You take care and have a good day and drive safe. WIUG, 38, clear.
WSCI 783, copy.
WSCI 392 monitoring.
WXCI 3-9-2, moving mobile.
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Good. How you doing today?
Doing as my say.
You said I'm cutting out. I copy. Okay, you coming in real low. It's kind of hard to understand you.
Yeah, Roger. I'm in the harbor, Ohio.
Okay, I can hear you. It just sounds like it's kind of low, but I can understand what you're saying.
Yes, the microphone probably full of dirt. Being outside for such a long time. Order a new one. If I can't find some more microphones on one of my other radio stations.
Okay.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County BOP, monitoring the frequency.
Hey Bob, how you doing? With UFUI 42, Travis, Township, Jackson County, Michigan.
WRZP 544, all systems go here, sir. How about yourself? All right, you're not missing a thing up here. Another beautiful northern Michigan day. We're expected in the mid-70s, so that's a good thing, and plenty of sunshine. Well, be careful with your load and be safe, Roger. My next comment was going to be, your audio is pretty low. I'm having to struggle to hear you there, Roger. Roger that, 842. Sounds like you got a cricket transmitting with you. Background tone, low audible tone, and like you said, you'll get it. We'll do it again, I'm sure. Be safe and take care, sir. WRZP 544, clear the network and monitor. Station 213, this is WSCI 783, copy.
Yes, station 213, go ahead.
Yes, you're sounding a lot better.
Oh, it is more clear, transmission is more clear?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to build a tower then. Very good.
And if you want to go higher, go that extra 3 feet. It ain't going to hurt you none. I'd kind of recommend it. Over.
Yep, I can do that. That'll put it at about 25, 250.
Yep, you're definitely clear. Proceed with your hardware, sir.
Very good. Thanks for the radio check. WSBW 313 for on your final.
Very good. This is WSCI 783 monitoring.
Station 544. Station out there 544. WIUG 38. Copy.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, Bob. How you doing today?
All systems go here, sir. Looks to be another beautiful Michigan day there. And we're expecting mid-70s here and plenty of time, Roger.
Roger, Bob, over here at 68 for now, for sunshine. It's going to be sunshine all the way to next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. That's what they're saying. Nothing but sunshine. Roger?
Roger that. We'll take all of that we can get. Huh? Nothing much here today. The better half's gone down to Ohio to visit relatives and... I am loading up here, going to go do some kayaking and some fishing here later this afternoon here, Roger.
That, Bob. So you don't do no bow hunting, right?
Oh, no. We definitely hunt. We definitely hunt up here. All our critters go good with potatoes, Roger.
I was shouting for you yesterday at night. I talked to New York, Buffalo, New York. I just wanted to see what you think. And a lot of Ohio, from 35 miles from Cleveland and down south from that. It was about 10 different Ohio stations came in yesterday.
That I expected with the cooler temperatures. Well, that's good to hear. No, I was out, actually we were out spotlighting last night with the thermal scope. The thermal scope and the digital night scope. We were out looking at the elk herds, Roger.
Sure, I just wanted to see how you're doing today. That's about it. I got a little bit of work to do outside, you know that. When you got two lots, big lots out here, you got to be working too. So I talk to you a little bit later today. You take care. You have a good day. WIUG 488.
Good copy, Jack, and Roger that. You do the same. I appreciate you keeping up with us here. And as always, sir, pleasure to have you in my receive. WIZP 544, clear monitoring the frequency.
WC1.
WSCI 392, I hear you.
Well, the space of clouds cover your wall to wall down here, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I got you loud and clear, barely static, and I understand everything you're saying.
Yep, Station 783 said, he says, build that tower, so that's what's next.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll help as well.
Yep, it'll be another 2 feet total elevation when it's completed, and it won't be in the attic anymore. That he said that was a factor, so ultimately, I don't think the weather conditions are going to matter once they get that mounted on that thing.
Yeah, getting out of the house and up here, that'll definitely make a difference.
Yep, it's about 3 inches, the ground plane's about 3 inches above the chimney cap right now, so another 2 feet. We'll get away from that as well, so ultimately, it should be a good, strong signal in any weather condition. But, yeah, thank you for the radio check, sir, and I'll be clear on your final.
Sounds good. All right, so the FBI 392 monitoring. WRVD 448 monitoring. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
USBM 993 monitoring. Thank you.
544, radio check.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, loud and clear, sir.
Awesome, thank you, I appreciate that.
You betcha, no problem, enjoy your day. Take care, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
You have a good day as well. WRZP 544, clear.
WSEQ 575.
OL 464, coming in loud and clear.
Hey, I appreciate you coming back to me on that one. WSEQ 575.
Yeah, brother, have a great weekend. WROL 464. Stand by.
Hey, good weekend to you too, there, brother. WSEQ 575. We're out.
WRNW 329 monitoring and a mobile.
WRWH 594 is monitoring. Requesting a radio check from any available station.
WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, has you loud and clear, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Purchased a new handheld radio, making sure it's working and not programmed it correctly.
Roger that. You nailed it. Good crystal clear modulation. What radio are you running there?
I purchased one of those Radio Oddities 6 or 5, 10, I believe it is.
Roger that. You got it all programmed up just right. Enjoy the rest of your day and be safe. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the day as well. WRW-8594 is clear.
WSBY 676 standing by.
Copy that, 676 on the standby.
This is WIUG, waiting, copy. There's another station there. Is there any other station? I cannot hear you that good. You guys speak loud. A little bit louder. get it closer to the mic. I don't know if you have a mic or not. Get the volume a little bit more higher. Your audio is pretty low. Roger?
Hi, Bob. I'm trying to speak louder than the mic and holding it close. Call sign is WR3222. Over.
Yeah, well, now I can hear you a little bit better, but the little bit crackling, and I'm sure you are on a handheld, Roger?
That is correct. I am on a handheld.
Roger that, yeah, because when you're on a handheld, you know, I don't know what kind of antenna do you have. What kind of antenna do you have?
My antenna is a HYF-22213-22. That is the bottom of the antenna. Over.
I know what you're saying. I need the, do you have a Nagoya 771G?
I do have the Nagoya. Unfortunately, it's not with you at the moment, but yes, that antenna is pretty good. Are there any other ones that you would recommend? Is Avery any decent?
I recommend that one, Nagoya 771G is the best. Roger?
Understood. I'll keep that antenna on later this afternoon and try calling again on this repeater. I'll be calling from Washington Township, so hopefully
anyhow, here's what you do, buddy. If you want to speak good, hold your handheld straight and talk. It has to be straight. That way you can reach the repeater. Roger?
Understood. I definitely appreciate the answering and giving me some advice. It's definitely really helpful, and I'm looking forward to being on the repeater more often. Over.
If you need any help, my name is Jack, and I'm WIUG48. I will help you out with anything you need to do. Now we can, you know, get out very clear. Like me, right now, I'm on a 20-watt radio, DB20G. We added the DB20G. And the antenna I have is 2x4. Common 2x4.
I really appreciate that, Jack. My name is Eric, and I reside over in Washington Township, so it's nice to be able to reach out from the computer and be on air. I've heard you quite frequently, and I've been listening to your transmissions, and well, it's kind of nice to hear there's other people out there. Over.
No problem, Eric, anytime. Just give us a shout, and I'll help you out with no problem at all. Roger?
Well, that's really appreciated. I'm going to try to hop on air later tonight around 7 o'clock. I have a friend coming over that I'm trying to get into CMIS as well. And, well, hopefully he can take the hook and bait with it and join us on air.
No problem. Just give me a shout. I will do that at 7 o'clock. I'll be up in the air anyhow about 7 o'clock, no problem at all. You take care,
You have a good day. And good to hear you. WIUG 88 clear.
Thank you very much. WIKC-822 clear.
Howard, I sent you an email this morning, just wanted to double check, make sure you got the information. Station 488, are you there? You'll get back to me later. Not a problem. You have a good afternoon. WRHW-478, standing by.
Station 478, that station out there, 478, WIUG 488, copy. Station 478, copy. Station out there, 218. This is WIUG 488.
WRZX218. I got you, Jack. Go ahead. Little. You in the mobile? Over.
I'm driving. Oh, you should see yesterday, it was about 12 different calls. yesterday. 10 of them from Ohio, and 2 of them from New York, Buffalo, New York. Roger.
Copy that. What, last night?
About 9:30 till about 11 o'clock at night, they didn't quit at all. Ohio, all over. Even Dane was in. He was out there too. He called 296-297 and 847. And there's another one. He was by the, you know, where the kids play there at Ohio. I don't know if you know that, but that guy was from Buffalo, Ohio. I mean, from Buffalo, New York. He was coming very strong, too. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, that's Gwinnett County in New York there. Just east of Buffalo. Little tiny bit there. Yeah, I've heard him before.
I believe it's a three-letter, but no, it's three number 607. The first time I heard him out that way.
Roger that. I'll have to try and stay up there tonight. They got me on a new med here. I got a little sleepy. And so I laid down and fell asleep last night. I'll try to stay up tonight and get adjusted to these.
I don't know if he needs to do that tonight or not because it's a cloudy. But you know what? I just looked at the weather. It's not going to rain. Not this Saturday till next Saturday. You believe that?
Well, being where we live in Michigan, I don't believe it, but we'll see. Over.
But now it's a cloudy, and a lot of clouds in, you know, in the air. But I don't know, it looks, sounds like, you know, it wanted to rain, but they say it's no rain.
Copy that. Sun's out over here. It's sunny and real nice afternoon here.
Is there any station out that way?
No. Haven't heard nothing. Over.
Roger, but really yesterday it was unbelievable. The guy, you know, Cedar Point, yeah, the one guy from Cedar Point, which is the first time I heard Cedar Point coming all the way here.
Should be able to do right about things, you know, about. That should be better than Cleveland are just as good. Yeah, it probably was.
We're all sounding good. Sounds like they're sitting by me here. Roger.
Copy that. Conditions must have been just right then. I'll try and stay up. We'll see what happens here this evening. Over.
Yeah, no problem. I don't know about tonight because it's a cloudy, so I don't know what's going to be. Anyhow, well, good to hear you back, and good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 488.
Okay, we'll talk at you later, maybe tonight or something. WRG 218, clear.
Mike, I'm over. You still there?
Yeah, go ahead, 795. This is WIUG, 48.
Yeah, hey, Jack, I'm on a mobile northbound on 75 now. I was on the HP last night. I was hearing you talk to everybody last night on the HP. Ohio. I think there's even something to be pleased with there. But...
Yeah, well, I don't know, but you got a little bit of crackling behind you anyhow. Yeah, I was talking to Ohio, about 10 people out of Ohio last night, and two of them from New York. Roger. Those conditions are really good. It could be tonight too, because when you look at the weather, it's not going to rain, so you'll be for sure, you know, talking to a lot of people out that way. Roger.
Yeah, I'm on my head up to Seattle now, and it's on the other side of the state, so I won't hear it tonight.
Good talking to you, which is always, and I don't know, there's maybe over that way where you're going to be at. You probably can listen to everybody out that way. I don't know if you know that. It's 550 Maple, yeah, maybe a repeater out that way. Roger.
Trips,
there's one in Barrington. Oh, I see. All right, good to talking to you. You take care and have a good day. WIUG, 48.
To get over that. But I can still hear you. I'm going to sign off and monitor and... free up the channel for somebody else. I just wanted to let you know then that had hurt me a lot last night, and
take care and have a good day. WIUG 48, clear. There's a Bobby, another station out there. It's not coming in clear. And this is WIUG 48. station trying to reach. You're on the repeater, but it's no audio. I believe IAG, but it ain't clear. Station 478. That station out there, 478. WIUG 488, copy.
WIUG 478. For 488, this is WRHW 478.
I just got home and I looked through my email. I haven't got anything. Roger.
Copy that. Let me just double check the email. Hang on.
And if you cannot find it, Samsung Nate 3801, you can go on a gmail.com.
All right, I have November Alpha Tango Edward 3801. I will try Gmail.
Gmail.
Say that again. I think you got stepped on.
Thank you. Anyhow, yeah, try that Gmail. It should, because I haven't got anything on MSN.
Give me a couple minutes and I'll get it set.
No problem, take your time.
Station 478, just WRHW 478.
Go ahead. WIUG 48.
New message is on the way. Shoot me back and let me know if you got it. Either, preferably send me an email back for confirmation.
Sir, thank you very much. Hey, have a good day. WIUG 48.
W478 clear station.
Station 478. Yes, I just got it. Thank you very much again. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48. station 478. This is WIAG 88. Copy. Now any better? Did you get my emails? Because I want to send you a few things when we were in the park. Roger? I want to show you, you know, when we were in the park, I have a friend of mine, he was talking to ISS out there in the park, and if you want to see something like that, Roger?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Just go ahead and email me your phone number. That way I can put it on, it's better to put it on text message. Come on back again.
On the Facebook.
Oh, this one is different. This one is really different. You're going to like it. It's going to take a little time to watch it, but you'll like it.
Okay, are you ready to copy
telephone number? Don't give it to me on the air. Put it on your email. Whatever you can, just go ahead and put that phone number in an email, okay, and I'll text you that. You'll like that one, really. All right, good talking to you. I'm going to let you go ahead and go drive, because you got a driving. So, WIAG 48.
WRVY 365 station 1-2. WRVY 365 station 3. Good signal. I think we'll get a good signal once we get that platform for your antenna. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, you're yeah.
Good. All right, I'll let you go. I'll try again here once we're further south. I'll get you, because we're going to head to Walmart. So I'll reach out to you then. But WRVY 365 Station 1 will be standing by. That will be clear after your vitals.
Alrighty. Okay. WRVY 365 Station 3, clear.
Out there calling.
WRVY 365 Station 1 to WRVY 365 Station 3.
WRVY 365 Station 3, go ahead.
You're sounding good. You are loud and clear out here, so looks like we got you a good hook up there. Well, like I said, I think you'll get a little bit better reception off the radio once we get that stand up, but good stuff. I'm excited about it. What's your thoughts there, buddy?
Yeah, you're coming in good too. Yeah.
Good stuff. I'm glad. Sounds like we got everything hooked up for you. So I'm gonna let you go because we're gonna head into the store. Mom said to check your phone. And we'll be on the way here shortly. But I'm going to go ahead and clear up here. 73 CF, WRVY 365, Station 1 clear.
Alrighty. WRVY 365, Station 3 clear.
WRZZ 873 radio check. Copy that. I can barely hear you. You've got a lot of noise in the background. I'm on the outside of the fence and inside my apartment, so it does not surprise me. Copy that. You still have a lot of noise. It's not like a lot of static. It's just like you're real quiet, kind of muffled. And I think I heard somebody else trying to key up. If you want to go ahead and key up, we'll go ahead and let you surf. Adam, go ahead. This is James. WRZZ 873, this is Adam. Go ahead.
CQ, this is WRKC 822 calling CQ. CQ, this is WRKC 822 calling CQ. CQ. This is WRKC 822 calling CQ.
Station out there, 983. This is WIUG 88. Copy.
WRUG 488, WRBY 660. What's going on, Jack?
How you doing? You doing all right?
Doing
better now that I'm finally heading home. You got a lot of noise when
you're on, like, super hot. Where is that at? Turn my radio down a bit. I can't tell if it's you or not. I was trying to hear this. Someone trying to figure out how to use a radio for the last 15 minutes, keying up and making a bunch of noise. So, just trying to hear that. But go ahead, come again.
Well, I heard there's another gentleman out there. He's saying skew, skew, skew. But this is not a ham. This is a GMRS anyhow. I just heard him out there. That's all I can say. And, you know, he's got to say if he wants somebody, he's got to go out there and get his cosign, okay, like everybody else does. And after that, put up your cosign. Put up your own cosign. Roger?
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to go. I wasn't really paying too much attention, though. I heard noise. I didn't hear audible, so I didn't know what was going on.
You must have just got off of work, huh?
Yeah, 2 calls the last 2 days. It was a long week, but it's over.
To you glad there's a weekend coming up. Roger?
Well, unfortunately, I now live for the weekends, and my wife has worked for 3, and then the weekend before she went on that stretch of 3 weddings. So for the last, I'd say, 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks, I haven't been able to do anything I wanted to on the weekend, and I'm putting in 50 to 55 hours working, so I'm ready for a break. I'm ready for hunting season to start.
Are you ready about it? Well, the bow and arrow hunting has already started on October 1st. I haven't been out there at all. It's too warm, I think.
I tried it last year and didn't have any luck, and then I shot a nice deer opening day of gun, and then we got on farm tag, so I actually sold my bows. I had 2. I just have no interest in bow hunting anymore. It's like you said, it's too warm. It's 60 degrees right now. I don't feel like fighting mosquitoes when I'm sitting in a tree. And you got to find the deer right away, and then you have to take it in right away, and I'm good. I'll wait till it cools off.
That is the best thing to do. Wait till it cools off, then you go out there. I have crossbow, and I got bow and arrow, and I have not been out there at all, you know. I figure when it's warm like this, let it go, because they're not going to move around. They're just going to sit tight, and that's it.
Yep. We've been hunting farm tags all summer, my dad and I. I think we shot like 15 deer. When you're shooting deer in July, it's not fun, because you're dealing with the same thing, which is mosquitoes and having to get the deer processed or on ice as soon as you shoot it. So it's fun when you're doing it that way, because it's a different type of hunting. But now I've got no desire in actively hunting animals when it's, you know, t-shirt weather.
I know, when there's a time to go, then there's a time to go when it gets cold. In the winter, in the summer, nah, you're not going to get too much anyhow. Anyhow, with the bow and arrow, it's really different. You know, you got to climb the tree. You got to sit on the tree. And you count 1 to 10. And you got to look under there and see if they're coming by or not.
Yeah, it's a cool kind of hunting. It's a different kind of hunting. I mean, you got to be up close and personal within 50 yards, which is cool. But again, it's time-consuming. I did it a lot. I probably shot 20 or 30 times last bow season. I didn't even draw my bow back. And then gun season rolls around, and if they're within 300 yards, you can shoot them. So I know there's a lot of guys out there that are bow hunters, only more power to them. But I like shooting to fill my freezer, not shooting to shoot a trophy.
It's a little bit conflicted, you know, they call it, between now and then. The weather is not that great either. You know what, from all the way to next Saturday, it's not going to rain or nothing. It's going to stay in the 70, 75. And, you know, that is very warm.
come in. I know it's duck season starts October 12th, but if it's like this, I'm not going to waste my time. Although I'm sure they're around. But again, you know, expanding in a wetland, you know, using a live mosquito. No thanks. Wait, what's today? Did you take your test?
The reason why I was going to go, I was getting ready and everything, and you should see how it was dark over here, and it was pouring, and about 5:30 it was pouring, and really, it was, I know it's 7 o'clock it starts, but it was nowhere in heck I can go all the way to Ferndale.
Yeah, it was just weird, right? Yeah, I remember driving home in that. It was great. My truck was blowing sideways.
Yeah, and it dark right away. I don't know how, but it did got dark. At 5 o'clock, got dark. And really, the wind was blowing, and it was raining very hard here.
Yeah, that's how it was out by me, too. Did you reschedule, or did you look into taking it online?
Because, you know what, Captain Don gave me that number, the phone number, and I contacted him. I went online one time then. Now I can't find the number, so, you know, I might go through Captain Don's text message, see what's their phone number. It's good people out that way, too. They don't ask too many questions. They ask to pick up your computer and move it around back and forth. You know what I mean? Nothing going on. Sit down and take your test. Not much, really. Roger.
Yeah, that's, I'm pretty sure those are the same people I put mine through, if I remember correctly. Don and I talked about it.
Let me tell you something. You're still sounding good in that walkie-talkie.
I went to go order a mobile like 3 different times and I just can't bring myself to do it yet. So maybe if I'd have to sell this one in order to justify buying a mobile, but for as much as I talk on the radio in the truck, my schedule's opposite of everybody. Like I'm happy to hear you out here, but I usually am not on the air right now. But you know, I'll throw my call out at 6:15, 6:30 in the morning and I don't hear anybody and I'm usually in the office by 7. And then you know, I'll leave anywhere between a couple days a week. I'll leave at 4, and that's before anyone's on. And then by the time I get home, you know, I'm inside. I'm not on the air. And on, you know, other days like today, I'm after everybody's home. So my schedule doesn't really line up with when people are active.
Because sometimes at 6:30, but all the, you know, yesterday, I'm not kidding you. 10 station out of Ohio, and 1 station out of New York, Buffalo, New York, I talked to last night.
What repeater are they going through?
No, but that guy in New York, he just like he was sitting by me here. That's the way he came out clear. I was about 9:30, quarter to 10.
Was he coming in RF or was he linked somewhere? I feel like that's really far away.
No, he was not linked or nothing like that. He was on 625 repeater.
I don't know about that. I think he was blowing smoke. Look at it. If you got a phone or a computer in front of you, look up Buffalo, New York to Detroit, Michigan. See how that is.
Well, yesterday they said 235 miles.
Yeah, that is the third cop I've passed in 4 miles. Fourth cop, I'm sorry.
Well, I was, you know, I talked to her for like 10 minutes. Then a few people jumped up. And one station out of Ohio, he was about 35 miles. He jumped up again and was talking to him.
I got to look that up on a map. That's super far.
It is. And then you know what? About 2 weeks ago, is another station out of New York came in. And that guy, he was in the it was in the morning, about 6:25. And that's, if you turn your radio on at that time, sometime I'll be up and, you know, getting these calls. And also, I got one call, it was 2 weeks ago, from Grand Rapids. Even in Grand Rapids, we got calls from there. And I don't know what it is, but it really, yes, that guy was unbelievable.
Well, my radio gets turned on between, I'd say, 6 and 6:30 every day. And I monitor this all the way into work. So if someone's out there and they're clear, you know, doing their radio checks or just keying up the repeater, I usually try to grab them.
Yeah, do that. But come off anyhow at that time. You know, not every day. Some a lot of time I'm up that time, and I usually, you know, especially that I had 600 repeater out there in 96 and Telegraph. That is a hell of a repeater. About a month ago, I was talking to the guy way back up north. What the heck they call that place? I forgot the name of it, but he said he's from there. Roger. And this is WIUG88.
I don't really, kind of like the last time, I don't drive down there a whole lot to work anymore. As far south as I go right now, the road. I mean, I've got yards down there that I'll pop into, but I usually don't bring my radio because I don't want to get stolen. How am I sounding? I'm getting pretty far out here for a handheld.
A little bit crinkling, but I still can hear you loud and clear. That guy by a Cadillac, he said he's about 20 miles past Cadillac, and that's the way he was talking to him. Roger.
Well, Cadillac from here is about 100 and what, 80 miles?
Say about 105,
110
miles.
I'd have to look at a network map to see how that makes any sense.
Dakota, you're not coming that clear anyhow right now. So anyhow, I heard everything, but you're not coming that clear. There's a lot of crackling out that way. Anyhow, good to hear you. And give us a shout in the morning. I'll be up and listen to that 625 a lot of time. WIUG48. I lost you anyhow. WIUG for it is clear.
Hello, hello. This is WRKC 822 calling. Jack, are you available?
It's an 822, go ahead. This is WIUG for 88.
Good afternoon, sir. This is Eric. We spoke earlier today. I was on my way home from work. I spoke about talking again at 7 o'clock. I got my buddy with me and teaching him some GMRS.
Good. I don't know if you heard me a few minutes ago or not. I was to another gentleman, I know him, and I was telling him, you know, there was 10 stations out of Ohio last night and one station out of Buffalo, New York last night. I don't know if you heard me or not.
Yes, sir. They were coming in pretty clear. I've heard some from Cadillac as well in the past couple of weeks, and I'm quite surprised to be hearing them on GMRS down here.
Yeah, Eric, when the band is open, you don't worry about nothing. You get what you get. You'll have all that good stuff out that way. Roger.
I wonder if their repeaters are up higher than ours. You mentioned Detroit being really good at 625. I think Mount Clemens is 60 feet, if I'm correct.
The Detroit repeater is the highest one in the state, but the Mount Clemens is right on top of the building. And if you want to know where they at, those repeaters, I can give you that website, which is MI8 dot systems. That will tell you all the repeaters, and every time you tease a mic, it'll show you that. Roger.
Yes, sir, the MI8 network, I have them on Facebook, and I have them on their website before. That's how I found the code to be able to queue up the repeaters. I was actually quite impressed with how our repeaters are set up in Michigan. I don't really know about how they are elsewhere. I've only used GMRS in Michigan.
There's one in Flint, there's one in Saginaw, there's one in, I believe, Bay City, and there's one in Sheboygan, and there's one in Mayville. Mayville is, right, I know you know what that Mayville is or not, it's by the thumb. Roger.
I believe Mayville is between Bay City and Bad Axe, if I'm correct. Over by Port Crescent. I've been through there a few times, but I'm pretty thrilled to see that there's a repeater up that way.
And there's a single repeater. I don't know how far you're from it, which is a 600. It's single by itself. It's not connected to nothing. And by the airport. Roger?
Understood. So from what I believe through the MI8 network is that our repeaters are connected by microwave. Is that correct? Over.
I really don't know, but everything there and that on that website, it'll tell you everything there if you want to know that. Roger.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. How's my radio sounding, by the way? Is it sounding pretty clear compared to earlier? I switched to my Nagoya antenna, like you mentioned, and I feel as if it's broadcasting very well.
You're doing good, but I don't know. You might have another radio because it looks like you got a background noise there. So you must have another radio somewhere. You know, because I can hear your voice twice. I don't know if you know what I mean by that or not. Roger?
Yes, that is understood. My friend who's learning GMRS was scanning from about 50 feet away, just listening into our conversation. Want him to kind of get a feel for it, an idea of how things work.
Over.
You're doing good. You're okay. You know, I don't know your voice is. How far are you from the? If you have a speaker mic or from the radio, how far are you?
I can hold the radio mic a little bit closer to my mouth, but I am calling from Stony Creek Metro Park. We're over on Mount Shelton. I just want to be able to get some elevation and see where I can reach this afternoon. Over.
You're on Stony Creek. Okay. I'm going to tell you, this is, I'm not going to tell you a joke. I was on 5 Watt and I was on Stony Creek and the elevation was very good. I was talking to Ohio from there on 5 Watt radio. Roger?
Wow, that is really impressive. I live about 2 miles from Stony Creek, so that's really good to hear. My elevation's pretty high compared to Mount Clemens, and I'm pretty thrilled with the distance that I'm reaching and listening to other repeaters quite clear, especially Detroit. So this is awesome for first-time users. I'm pretty happy with my radio.
Well, no, he's sounding good, but, you know, the other radio, you know, if you were talking to anybody, turn it off. That way they don't hear through radio, except to you. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, but it's better that way you don't hear the echo. They call it echo, you know what I'm saying, to hear the other radio. Roger?
Clear on that one. Definitely we'll try to avoid that, having other radios in the background. So is there any other things that you would suggest for clarity in transmitting? And I'm always open to advice. I'm hearing it, and it only helps me get better. Over.
Break.
Bad break.
WRZD 706, this is Jen. He was in this conversation. Back up, Jack. I think his volume is a little low. I think it could be just holding the microphone to the space a little bit better. But his clarity is very clear. Very clear, but low volume.
I appreciate your insight. Thank you very much. I'll try to do better, and, well, it's talking to you guys and listening to your advice is the only way I'm going to get better at it, so I really appreciate it. Thank you.
So about halfway through that last transmission, your audio became twice as loud on our end. So pulling it up however you did about halfway through this point of your transmission improves the volume big time on our end.
Thank you very much. And where are you calling from? Just out of curiosity.
Whartonville, Michigan, using the Meadville repeater, which is about 35 miles from my house, and using 5 watt handheld as well. And I got to help. My wife gave me the loser sign on her face. I got to help her unload the groceries. So, conversation over. Out. WRZD 706.
Hey, Jack, tell them how many times you guys seen call letters.
That station out forgot the park over there anyhow. You know what? Can you hear Frank over there, 359 out of Dow River?
Who's Frank? This is
I hear everyone loud and clear.
So our case
I'm very impressed. This is really cool to get to do. Definitely be on more often. We're gonna head out for the night, head back. It's getting a little dark for us. Thank you very much for your time, your in and your patience. Have a good night, guys. WRKC 822 out.
Hey, I'm sorry. Robert's out that way in downriver 359 station. See if you can hear him, and he'll tell you how he sounds out that way.
Who, me? Who, do you want to know how I sound, or do you want me to know how you sound?
Robert, how he sound?
He sounds better. For fine broadcast, he did. It was really good. He just got to get used to the radio and how to hold it. Like me, the walkie-talkie, I had to hold it on the side of my mouth. Then the wind won't hit the microphone, my mouth. Other than that, I'm doing dishes, Jane. I just wanted to cut in there and just say about the callers. You got to do it every 15 minutes or every 10 minutes or something like that. I can't remember. So, WRFK 359, wind up. Power of power.
Robert, good to hear you out there. You take care. Have a good evening. WIUG48. 822, I got another something I want to tell you. Are you there? Time. The station 822. I don't know if you're still out there or not. Well, I guess not. WIUG 48 is clear.
WSEG 482, out of Burton, Michigan, on the handheld. Radio check.
Come on back here for that radio check. This is WIUG 48. You sounding good?
WSEG 42 out of Burton, Michigan. Thank you for the radio check.
I need a favor. Where is Burton, Michigan? Was it close by?
It is probably miles outside of Flint.
You're doing okay. You must be on a Flint repeater. Front repeater is a good repeater anyhow. It's very clear. You sounding good, and I can tell you, anything else you need to know, I will help you out if you like.
I may take you up on ice soon, sir. Not tonight. Just sitting here monitoring.
Anything you need, no problem at all. My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG48. I think he heard me out there a lot of time anyhow. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear.
Thank you, Jack. You as well. My name is Jared. WSEG 482, clear.
WSEG 387.
Station 387, go ahead. This is WIUG 488 in Rochester Hills.
WIUG
Hey, how are you? WSEV387. I tried to contact him last week, and you advised me to get a Nena, so I got one.
My favorite, are you inside the house, or are you outside, or where you at? What you do is just held up your hand held straight, and you can talk. Roger?
Yeah, I'm outside, hand held straight, up and down. I'm from Redford, Michigan.
See what you're saying. Now, yeah, just hold it straight up and straight, and you can talk, because that's what these repeaters are all about. You have to have your hand straight in the air. Roger?
Okay, good on that. Appreciate it. Is it coming in any clearer?
It's coming very clear. So you're on a handheld, right?
Yeah, I'm on a Dalsam EM21.
Well, see, I have 3, 4, 5 of them in here, you know what I mean? And that's what I usually do. I get that, all of them they had, you heard me out that way. Nagoya 771G. That is a good antenna for those things. And that's what I recommend, you know what I mean, to talk on these small radios. The Bofing, also the BTEC, too. Same thing. And really, you get out good. But you know what else you can try? You can try and get you a handheld mic. Put it in a radio. I don't know if you can put one in the radio or not. And you should be doing better, a lot better. Roger?
Yeah, I got one of those Nagoyas, one of those folder one, I think it's like the Nagoya M30G or something like that.
That way you gotta say Nagoya 771G. It has to say 771G. And once it comes in, you check it out. Make sure it says 462 on it. That's the frequency, 462. Roger?
Yeah, it's not the 771G, but it is 462 frequency.
Oh, that's the wrong one. It has to say on it 462. Right?
Yeah, the package did say 462 for the frequency.
Not 442. It has to say on it, because those are the good ones. Sometimes you get bad ones. A couple of bad ones came in, and I had to return them back to Amazon because they didn't say that on them. The only one that was a good one says 462 on him. Roger?
I'll be the best here, yeah. I'll go with that. But, I gotta head in.
What I'm saying, because, you know, you just fade out a little bit and come back. He just faded out when you were talking. He faded out a little bit and came back. But that's why I said, get you a mic and see what happened. I mean, you know, the mic is not that much money, really. It's better that way with the handheld, because all my handheld the same thing. They all have a mic, external mic, they call it.
All right, I'll listen to it. Thank you. You have a good night. Over.
Right, no problem. Anytime you like, no problem. I'll give you the help I can get. That's all I know, you know what I mean? Talk to you a bit later. WIUG, 88, clear. the station out that way? Well, I can't get you straight because you're not coming clear. Maybe you move around or something like that to find a hot spot. My turn. A gentleman from Ohio, I would wait a little bit more, about 8:30, and try back again. I'll be here listening. Roger. Have a good evening. WIUGD, clear.
WRUG 488, WRYV 421, you out there, sir?
General 21, how you doing today?
All good, man. Just winding down, getting a little cozy, and probably gonna put the back here in about an hour and a half or so. And how about you? Are you gonna be out there in the morning?
Well, I just ate a little bit, and I'm relaxing right now. And I said, let me hear who's out there on the radio. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow morning. Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'll definitely try to make it. I think so, yeah. I did want to say if anybody is still listening, the 3-7 gentleman, and I think 8-2 or something like that, they can also play with the mic gain on their HDs. Turn up the mic gain a little bit because it seems like most of them sound very low volume. I know that maybe they're not talking too close to the mic, but if they are, they can play around a little bit with the mic gain. But yeah, I'll be there in the morning, man.
Yeah, no problem. We should see you there tomorrow morning anyhow. No problem. So how is everything? Everything okay?
Yes, sir. Everything is good. Hey, when you have a minute, last time we talked, I think I asked you what the ring name was for that SWR meter that you have, the analog one. So if you can maybe look that up for me and just let me know what it is tomorrow. You don't have to do it right now. I'd really appreciate it. I just wanted to find out so I can look around and see if I can find it.
You know what? I'll bring it with me tomorrow morning. Roger.
Awesome. Thank you, Jack. Really appreciate that. I definitely want to see that. So thanks for bringing it.
For you, anytime you think about it. Roger.
Thanks again. Yeah. We bought that last weekend. I just have to get a few more things, but I'm almost ready. I hope you are too.
haven't got nothing done. I've been busy outside like heck, you know. I had a lot of tomato plants. I had to cut some of them out and throw them out and clean up all that place, and I had to take them all down. I was so busy. Even today, I was busy too out there. Roger?
Yeah, it's that time of year where you gotta cut everything down. But it sounds like you got some tomatoes out of the deal. I don't have anything like that. Home year is, we're in an association, so it's kind of tough to grow anything, but, I just mowed the lawn. That's about it.
Tomorrow when you see me, tell me how I can grow tomatoes for you in a little pot. I'll grow the tomatoes for you. I'll show you how, anyhow. Anyhow, good to hear you, and good talking to you, and good to see you tomorrow. This is WIUG 48.
Sounds good. Yeah, I probably should keep some of those pots. But anyway, yeah, I will definitely see you tomorrow then. WRUG 48, WRYD 421, clear on your final.
Station 421, you still out there?
Yeah, Jack, I'm still here. What's up?
Last night the band was open. I talked to 10 stations from Ohio and one station out of New York, Buffalo, New York. I don't know if you heard me or not. That was it last night.
No, I wasn't on last night, unfortunately, so I did not hear it. But that's really cool. Makes sense, too, because it's right across from the lake, so it's probably bouncing right off of it. I remember about a little over a month ago, there was some guy saying that he was coming in from Connecticut, which was really something. I was kind of surprised about that one, because that one's quite a bit out there.
Should have talked to him. If he was from there, he should have talked to him. Roger?
No, I didn't talk to the guy, but that's what I heard. But, yeah, that's cool that you're making some long contact. That's really nice antenna you got there. I'm still waiting to get somebody to come out here and get mine up on the roof. I found something a little bit smaller that maybe the associations aren't going to say anything. Maybe, you know, I can get away with it. It's a little more healthy.
Anyhow, don't worry about nothing. I'll talk to you tomorrow anyhow. WIUG 48, clear.
WRUG 48, WRY 421, clear. See you tomorrow.
This is 544. This is WIUG 48. Copy. Anyhow, I don't think he's out there. He's on another radio anyhow. WIUG-3D is clear.
says VM94, monitoring.
WRZZ873, radio check.
WRZB544, Sheboygan County. We have you loud and clear, sir.
Copy that. I'm over here in Wayne County. We can park out the area.
Station, this is WSPW 353, looking for a radio check, over.
Roger that. You're loud and clear. Mic check.
Station 847, station out there, 847, WIUG, Brady, copy. One more time, station 847, station 847, this is WIUG, Brady, copy. All right, Scott, WIUG, Brady, clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile, listening. Good evening, Jack.
Okay, how about you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just doing a little bit of running around here and then getting ready to go to work. How's things down in Rochester Hills this evening?
It's not bad. There was the traffic a little bit about maybe 3 hours ago, but now it cleared out. I just got home, and I look at the sky, you know, it's cloudy, but I don't know how cloudy it is not out there.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad up here right now. It was kind of a little bit of a sprinkle last night, and I think we're supposed to get some rain Sunday, I think.
Well, there's no rain here all the way to next Saturday. Not this Saturday, next Saturday.
Then I know it's supposed to be relatively nice tomorrow, and then it's supposed to cool down a lot, so I think even tonight it's supposed to be down in the 40s.
Yeah, it could be, I don't know. Well, last night the heat cranked up a couple of times, and that's about it. I think it went down to 50.
Not
too bad. That's relatively comfortable sleeping weather. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, let me ask you. Where you at exactly? I know you're somewhere by the ski resort. Roger?
I am just south of the Saginaw city limit right now.
I see. So, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I know what that is. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. I'm probably about, I don't know, 20 miles or so northwest of Flint.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, do you go to Flint a lot or not much?
I try to avoid it whenever I can. I'm not terribly far from it, far enough that I don't deal with the nonsense of it, but close enough if I got to get there, I can.
See, well, I don't know if you've been in the Flint or not. There's a French restaurant. They serve us a breakfast in the morning out that way. I don't know if you know that or not, Roger?
I did not.
See, we were there twice. I would say about 2 years ago. And it was a really good breakfast they had. They had the French toast. they popular with that, but it was good. Roger?
Roger that. A while ago, I took the kids to Big Boys for their breakfast brunch, and I was actually surprised that it was relatively good. Like everywhere else, it's expensive as you know what these days, but I was actually surprised with the quality of it.
You know that. You know, not like you used to. You get a burger and all that for like $5, $8. In the old days, let me tell you, in the old days, we used to go to Big Boy. It was one on Grasses in 9 Mile. We used to hang around there all night. That's about, I'm talking in the 70s, 78, something like that. So we always get a burger and fries and a drink. And let me tell you, it was not that bad. It was about $5.50. But if you go now, it costs you over $10.
Yeah, in our household right now, total, we've got, let me think, I always got to count. I feel like a school teacher sometimes when we go out on trips, got to do head counts, make sure we don't lose anybody. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bodies in the house, and if we all go out to eat, you know, it's $150, $200 easy.
WSGW 353 listening.
Well, I had station 353.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. I think it's going
to you're on the handheld, correct?
Yes.
Here, and let me tell you. I'm over here at Rochester Hills. My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 48. Copy? Said that because you have to back that off a little bit. Roger? You're still there at station 303? Well, I guess not. She's not out there anymore. Anyhow, go ahead, 484. Anyhow. Oh, where are you right now?
Receiver on 810, we're navigating a little bit of traffic here.
I stepped on you. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Come on back again.
Now you're good. I guess ID Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Yeah, we kind of had to navigate a little traffic here, so we were on the side for a second, but we're back at it.
You take care, and you have a good evening. WIG 48, clear.
Alrighty, Jack, good chatting with you. You have a good night. Hope to do it again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48.
WSTY 438 on the band.
Thank you.